I think it's irresponsible for somebody to make a statement without having the information to back it up. I don't know the veracity of what she's saying, but I can tell you from scientifically, if you get the coronavirus, not the vaccination, if you get the coronavirus, you're going to get some sort of sexual dysfunction, male or female. That's a proven fact. There are clients who have done the vaccination, and they have complained about a decrease in their sex drive, not impotency or swelling of the testicles or anything like that. I haven't had anyone tell me anything like that or come to me with a problem like that. So I think if you're making a statement like that, you must have the information to back it up. You can't say a sister, men, brother, say so and so.